It's September 10th at 10 p.m. on Thursday, and this is Thursday Night Thunder. I'm your host, Max Holley, and along with me, my good friend and hetero life mate, Johnny Draven. And we're about to begin our program. Welcome, everybody, to another exciting installment, exciting and random installment of Thursday Night Thunder. Of course, I am Max Holliday, and the man sitting directly to my right.
Superbad, Big Bennett.
No.
Oh, that's right. It's me, Mr. TCB, Johnny Draven.
It's been a while
since Draven.
It's been a while since you've been on the program, buddy. Where have you been and what have you been up to?
You know me. Just taking care of business, man.
Taking care of business.
Every Thursday, it seems like.
Almost every Thursday. Not every Thursday.
You know, it works out that you know if you have me on a Thursday Night Thunder, then I will be on the following Hot Pot.
Yeah, something like that.
So now I will be on the Hot Pot on Monday, and then you won't have me till Thursday Night Thunder of the following week.
Okay, if you kept up with that, cool.
Shut up, bitch.
Cool. Well, I'm glad that you're here, and we can go through and have a fun hour of Thursday Night Thunder, a podcast about pro wrestling news, rumors, and our opinions.
Opinions.
Opions. Well, what the hell is that? What is that? I'm just repeating what you're saying.
Opinion. OP, which would be op, okay. And then ion.
All right, we need to stop.
No. I'm just getting creative, so let me see it.
I don't know about that.
I came up with op ion, if I'm even spelling that correctly. But you know what?
What?
Anything
really big happened in wrestling this week? Anything really big?
This week?
Yeah.
I mean, everyone knows you're champ. That wasn't this week, though. But
no.
It bears repeating.
Within the last 2 weeks or whatever the last time we did this was.
You know what happens, though? When you become champ, Joey Roth retires and I have to take over.
Well, that's not happening.
I know. It kind of happened the opposite way.
Okay.
I owed him one.
That's good. Would you own?
He brought you to the mountain and I took over last time you won.
Right.
So now it's the exact opposite.
Okay.
I carried you back to the mountaintop.
So nothing
happened. It was more of a behind the scenes.
Apparently nothing happened in wrestling this week. I can't think of anything that sticks out in my head.
The Dudley Boys are back in WWE.
Didn't that happen?
Yeah, but it's still cool.
We did a show since then, didn't we?
Monday they beat the as JR would say, didn't he say like tar and feathered something?
Yeah.
Like that? They tar and feathered Los Matadores.
Tar and so they beat the crap out of them.
Oh yeah. It was pretty quick. And Bubba even did a Bubba bomb through the table.
Well, you know, it's funny because I saw today on Twitter via Devon's tweeter. I saw the
testify.
No, a picture. He tweeted a picture out
of
himself, Bubba Ray, and Edge and Christian.
Oh, that's right. On Monday, they all did have a meeting because it was with the New Day because Edge and Christian totally made the Austin podcast reek of awesomeness.
Yeah, we're coming now.
Oh shit.
Where are they coming from?
Dudleyville.
Oh my god. You know it.
I don't remember which one that was.
We're coming down. Who knows? It's probably for one of those WWE
games,
theme
or whatever.
Albums.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where they release everybody's theme song. Or a version, or a special souped-up version like this. There's no rapping to their song, but it's the one that came out.
You know, just because you should go to... Do you see that the picture on the side of the eye? Play that one for me. Yeah. Just because nobody talks about this guy anymore. I hear there's a movie being made about him, though.
Yeah, and the dude from the Scream movies is going to play him.
Wes Craven?
No, he's asshole. Dead. I can't think of his name. The one dude from...
David Arquette?
No, the tall guy.
Courtney Cox?
A good guy.
Close enough. I still think Sullivan did it.
You and a lot of other people think Sullivan did it. A bunch of marks. But I didn't want to get onto that because you're like a little kid. You get distracted.
Oh, well, I saw... He's a good guy up until that point, and it can't be proved.
He can't be... Get the hell out of here.
He was a champ.
Listen, I think with the whole revisiting of the tag teams... You know, it is rumored.
It is. I would much rather personally have Edge and Christian, but
bad does that have to suck, man?
Right.
The Dudley boys are back. It's rumored the Hardy boys are coming back. Christian's there. What if Edge is like, fuck it, I'm back?
And then he died.
It sucks. I mean, they're bringing back old tag teams to help rejuvenate the tag team division.
Maybe they could bring back Gangrel instead and make Edge the leader of the Brood.
That'd be awesome. But Edge could definitely... Oh, man. That sucks. I don't know if I could even take Edge as a manager.
Well, he was the ultimate opportunist or whatever his moniker used to be, right?
He was the Rated R Superstar.
Right, but his other thing was like how Randy Orton is the Viper.
Right.
Edge had another moniker. It was like the Ultimate Opportunist or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Because he cashed in.
Like two, wasn't it? Two Money in the Bank?
I think so, two at the most, yeah. But that's the whole deal with the Money in the Bank, though, is to cash it in at the most opportune time.
Except for John Cena, he called his. He Babe Ruth that. He's like, I'll see you next week when I cash in my money for me.
Of course, John Cena, the ultimate, the most hated good guy.
Right, which means vice versa, he would be the most loved bad guy.
Ooh, that would be interesting. Right. I mean, didn't he say that he would never...
Right, because he's granted over 500 wishes. And he thinks a bad guy wouldn't get that many.
But you've already done your part.
He's got hustle and loyalty and respect, man. You know what's funny now?
What?
Is on Raw, you can see the Dudley boys holding up their sign, which is 3D, a la three fingers... your pinky, your ring, and your middle finger in the air, and then you make the, like if you would put it under your waist, it would be the...
The sign where... Yeah.
Right. You can see the Dudley boys doing that for 3D, and then usually about an hour and a half later, you have this guy come out, and it means hustle, loyalty, and respect.
Oh, I see
quite
where
funny.
You're going.
It's the battle of the 3D.
The battle of the
HLR.
3D. Whether it's up... Wait, no, wait. Oh, shit.
Right?
No, 3D. This is 3D. They do palms facing them, and he does palms out. I'm telling you, that's the difference between hustle, loyalty, and... I'm sorry. 3D. The difference between 3D, palms in, hustle, loyalty, and respect, palms out. I'm telling you, that's the deal. Oh, that one's not a video. No. That's the difference right there, dude. Boom. Because when Devon walks out, he's always doing this. And in that picture I saw today, Devon, when he tweeted, was like, you know, you got to strike a 30-second pose. And Bubba was just sitting there doing this number with the palm in. So this is 3D. This is hustle, loyalty, respect. Palm out. So if you make the OK symbol, and you do palms out, that's John Cena. Now, if you do the OK symbol, and you do palms in, that's 3D, Team 3D. Now, if you do the OK symbol, and you hold it by your thigh, what happens? You get punched, right?
Right, if you look at the OK symbol.
If you look at the OK symbol.
You get punched in the air.
Placed ever so gracefully upon the thigh.
Grandfully?
Yes. Graciously and grandfully. It makes me laugh.
Every time.
I think it was J.T. Simmons that had a pair of tights that had that symbol on the thigh.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy, J.T. Simmons.
Yeah. Anyways. Whew, what else we got going on in the wrestling world? Oh, you know, a big, big, when I say big, match being added to the Night of Champions, where we already know Seth Rollins is taking on John Cena for the United States, or defending the United States Championship against John Cena.
And
defending the WWE Championship against the
Icon,
known as Sting.
And he's lucky we okayed that.
Yeah, right. Right?
Out of respect.
Jesus, man.
Steve Morton.
No, but anyways, one of the bigger matches that is being added to Night of Champions, and everyone's kind of excited about it. I know I am, because I'm a huge fan of these guys, is the Wyatt family.
He's kind of your Twinkie.
If you will. Taking on Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose. Well, Dean Ambrose is the one they're alluding to for Night of Champions. I think it's already come to, though, since this. But you were saying earlier,
the third member of Ambrose, Reigns, and Blank, since Wyatt family has three members now, and it's not Eric Rowan.
Yeah, where is Eric Rowan?
Hurt out, technically.
He's gone. He's done. He'll be in TNA or Global Force or something real soon. What are you doing? Oh.
They're Firefly.
Firefly. That's more of a flashlight in my face.
The third person from Roman Reigns and Ambrose would be...
They're saying.
Rumor. Rumor has it. My boys down in Orlando are telling me.
Okay.
That the third member would be Baron Corbin of NXT.
I've seen a little bit of his stuff. It's interesting.
They just have him demolishing people in 30 seconds. That's what they're having him do.
Yeah.
So in essence, you have one strong man versus... You're canceling out those two. That's all you did.
No. The fucking black sheep dude. That dude's fucking huge, man.
The power lifter?
God.
He's 32.
What?
32 and a power lifter.
Oh.
He's wrestled 7 matches in his pro career.
When did he get signed?
A few months ago, I think. But I don't think he's had a match in NXT.
He went right to the main roster.
Right. After only been having 7 matches total in his career.
That is insane, man.
Isn't it? Oh, well, speaking of the Wyatt family, the real-life brother of Bray Wyatt.
Now, see, I thought they were going to bring him in.
That would be too cool. And then they can actually bring in the Rotunda daughter as Sister Abigail.
That was kind of what I thought was happening.
That's right. I am a believer, as all you should be. Bo Dallas this week hinted at a slight character change. In addition to debuting a new finishing move at SmackDown, Dallas is no longer using the quote-unquote Bodog finisher.
Oh, boo!
Right?
Boo, I like the Bodog!
As he is now using a variation of the Whiplash neck breaker instead.
The Whiplash neck breaker?
Yes.
Oh,
a variation of it, if you will.
I'd have to see that. It sounds very, very familiar. I have to see that. I don't know. Interesting. I believe. Do you believe?
I am a believer.
Oh,
I want to run around the studio right now.
Oh, go for it. Go take your
victory lamp.
Yeah, go for it. Right there in front of the table.
Nah, I'm okay. Billy Wack's here?
No, not Billy Wack in the Wack Pack. A la LWF.
I like that, the Wack Pack.
2000, whatever it was. Yeah, that was. Well, that was the whole. Whenever he has a stable, that's what it's called, the Wack Pack.
Oh, I thought that was the LWF guys at Blitz. I thought that was the Wack Pack. I'm like,
oh,
that's actually cool.
That's funny. The Click.
Right?
Yeah. Anyways, CM Punk's UFC debut is pushed back until next year.
Who saw that coming?
The UFC Go Big launch event on Friday. At the UFC Go Big launch event on Friday, UFC announced that their schedule through the end of 2015, and guess whose name was never mentioned?
Whose? Ronda Rousey?
Phil Brooks, a.k.a. CM Punk. The UFC announced the main event and co-main events for most events through the end of 2015, and while Punk had originally noted that he was shooting for December as his goal for a UFC debut, it looks like it won't be happening until 2016. There have been some talks since Punk's signing that the UFC and his debut could take place at the end of the year, but could possibly be held off until the first half of 2016 after UFC's Go Big event on Friday. It looks like the latter is more likely.
The latter?
The latter. Fucking Punk. Go figure. Well, I mean, we have that inside scoop that he went to a certain referee's gym and worked out. And needless to say, he was the furthest thing from a UFC fighter. But hey, who are we? You know, maybe he's believing his own hype. What do you think? Does he believe in his own hype?
Who knows? Who knows? The guy could, can do whatever he wants. I think it's just all work for him to come back to WWE later, making millions. Doing a Brock Lesnar, getting millions for a part-time contract.
Yeah. I could. Like I said before, with Punk, I can totally see him doing a kiss the brass ring type of scenario. But he's going to get his ass kicked no matter what. Nothing to do.
I don't know why I picked this. This has absolutely like zero. It's all filler. There's no facts in the hand.
You know, all filler. No thriller?
Yeah. No killer either.
No killer?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, as most of you may or may not have heard already, this past Friday night's live WWE event, John Cena may have been injured.
Spoiler.
Yep, spoiler.
He wasn't.
Womp, womp, womp. You know what? I saw the video of it. Now that I'm reading it, I remember. Total work, right?
Yeah,
okay. I was trying to filler for you.
I got it.
Are you good now?
I'm much better now. Sorry, I thought
now that you took a drink. Jesus, man, way to kill this. We were doing so good, too.
It's what I do.
I think we were doing good.
Whatever. So I have some news.
Okay.
Of what Sting's original Night of Champions plans were. Ooh, we're going to WCW.
Yeah, a little old school. I don't like his new shit.
The Crow?
Well, here, I...
Call.
Go ahead and talk with just the eerie sounds behind you.
CM Punk's even in... Oh, no. CM Punk's trailer. I'm like, how's he even in this?
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, and now Jesus, it can now be confirmed that a six-man tag team match at WWE Night of Champions is scheduled. Oh, boo.
He just read it. He's like, aww.
Pitting Reigns, we've already talked about this, but I guess this is another rumor. Pitting Reigns and Ambrose against all three members of the new Wyatt family. However, who will be the mystery man for Reigns Ambrose? Here's a scoop that my friend Matt Boone told me.
Uh-oh.
What we can confirm is that originally Sting was set to be the third member of the Reigns Ambrose team.
That would be so weird.
Right? However, when creative plans changed and moved Sting into the WWE World Heavyweight Championship picture with Seth Rollins, it left a void for the six-man tag team, which would have made no sense. Currently, the belief is former Wyatt family member Eric Rowan will be the mystery partner. So now we have Baron Corbin,
okay,
Eric Rowan, and they wanted Sting.
Sting doesn't make any sense.
It does not make any sense at all. Nothing. Like, oh, hey.
But then again, I mean, Sting, you know, he wrestled Triple H and he lost at WrestleMania, right?
Right.
And now out of nowhere, he's getting a shot at the WWE title.
He's the fucking icon.
What? Come on!
I mean, let's look at it. He's held every other major championship in the United States, except for the WWE.
It's like, they do that shit in TNA, man. They do that. They don't do that shit here. When does that ever happen? I mean, Brock Lesnar coming back, maybe.
I mean, Triple H vouched for him. He's like, I pushed him to the limit, brother.
In that match?
Yeah.
No, that's a lie.
We come out for that match.
That's a lie.
Because of the NWO and DX showing up, I would allow Sting to be in the championship 7 months later.
Get the fuck out of here.
I do it.
Yeah, crazy.
No way.
Crazy.
No, nay.
Crazy.
It's all about putting asses in the seats, brother. And that's what Sting does.
I've just never really been a fan of Sting to the point. I mean, it's cool he came. I don't know. Maybe I was looking forward to a Sting Undertaker, not a Sting Seth Rollins.
And he's rumored to take the belt too. Because, like I said before, he's held every other championship, basically in the United States minus WWE. I think he should go back to the Joker Sting.
I just think that's stupid. Lee, it blows my mind that Seth Rollins is even WWE Heavyweight Champion.
Right? I liked him better when he was a nobody in the Shield.
Who would have thought that he would have been the breakout star of the Shield?
Right? I mean, Reigns kind of blew it for himself when he couldn't fucking cut a promo to save his life.
And I feel like Ambrose just kind of gets held back.
I believe Ambrose is now going to be, you know, rest his heart or whatever. The new
Piper?
Roddy Piper, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Which means he'll never get the championship.
Well, no, they could change it.
No, hey. He's going to be Piper. Piper never had the
right,
belt.
But why did Piper never have the belt?
Because every time he got the answer, they went and changed the question.
Something like that, I guess.
You like what I did there?
Yeah, acceptable.
You're acceptable.
I am acceptable. Thank you very much. Well, anyways, we'll scoot on over. I guess I'll take over this spot here. We got a little... Oh, here we go.
Ooh, that looks yummy.
Shrimp.
Endless shrimp. J-Beck just jizzed.
I hope he's listening.
The crippler. I mean, the cripple.
Bret Hart took part in a Periscope Q&A with TSN earlier this week, and during the discussion, The hitman pointed out why he feels Hulk Hogan's recent comments about Roddy Piper's death were out of line. Hart mentioned that he hopes Hogan never comes back, and while he doesn't remember him as a racist, he is kind of glad Hogan got busted anyways. The hitman also noted that Hogan is probably glad that Roddy Piper died because his passing took the edge off the racism controversy that Hogan had been dealing with at the time. Hulk Hogan, who eventually caught wind of the comments made by Hart, took to social media to offer the following response. The words about Roddy Piper's death were out of line. I'm praying for you, Bret Hart. Only love, my brother.
H-H.
And that's per Hogan's Twitter.
Quadruple H.
Hulk Hogan.
Hurricane Helm.
Okay. Yeah, so that's, I don't know. I guess, did the racist stuff kind of die off when Piper died?
Made people forget, I guess.
I guess so.
You can kind of talk about this guy.
Why does...
Because he's Tyson Kidd's tag team partner.
Why do all the foreigners get, like, these...
Shitty fucking themes?
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Cesaro has been working with an injury to his ribs this week, hence the ambulance.
Okay, sorry.
His ribs were taped up for his match on this week's SmackDown.
Ooh.
Also, at last night's WWE live event from
Today Junior
Hampton, VA, it appears the injury took place on Monday's Raw when KO Kevin Owens knocked him from the apron to the announce table.
That's a
fucking complete work, because I saw that and that was the gentlest landing I've ever seen. Are you a numbers guy?
Yeah, sure.
This week's WWE SmackDown drew 1.981 million viewers, down from last week's 2.195 million viewers. It's cool to note that PWTorch.com notes that this is the lowest number in the show's history.
Oh my.
Oh my is right. Oh my god. What are you doing to me?
My bad. Alright.
It's your turn.
It's my turn. I got a little something for you guys. Well, I got a lot of music playing, apparently. And I didn't even know. Alright, I got a little something right here. Where did it go?
Stu Bennett.
Oh. Fucking A, these bitches are right here.
Do you need me to go with one?
No, I don't need you to go with one. They just hit me with a...
the sponsors hit me with a
sponsor, a message out of nowhere, as I was trying to give you the 411.
On 911?
Yeah. Apparently, we got to wait to be redirected back to the content. Bastards. All right,
well, I can go.
Go ahead.
Cue me up a little,
Don't tell me what to fucking play.
Never mind, then. Are we still best friends?
Sure, buddy. Sure.
Oh, now it sounds like Saturday night.
Yeah, you can hear about that on Monday's episode.
King Barrett will be taking some time off to film the new WWE Studios movie, Eliminators.
That's why he got jumped by Stardust. I saw that.
Stardust is now in a 3-man tag with The Ascension. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
So now this is another 3-man, like the New Day.
Dude, I'm telling you, 6-man titles are coming.
Little Spike Dudley needs to come back. But Barrett had the day off on Saturday and posted the following. @WadeBarrett, Stu Bennett states, said he's back at the hotel after a crazy and intense week of shooting at WWE Studios. Hashtag Eliminators movie. Boom!
Oh, I did not know that was a WWE film.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you. I can't do a British accent to save my life. Loving every second. One day off, then we roll again.
Bum, bum, ba-da, ba-da, ba-da. I don't even... I don't even know where my thing was.
That's what she said.
How do you know? Jeez, that sucks.
That's also what she said. Boom!
Do-do-do-do-do-do. You like that?
Boom! Wow, I forgot about that.
Alright, you know what?
Boom! Sorry. I always think of Palmer. Really? I was like, how did he know? We both had the same thing.
Oh, we both did. That's funny. We both picked the same one.
That's only happened once.
Dr. Tom Pritchard. Dr. Tom Pritchard. Of the Body Donnas, a group in WWE that also featured Skip, Chris Candido, rest his soul, and Sonny, recently went on a recording claiming Sonny could be nasty at times, and she was considered to be not a nice person.
No.
Well, let me tell you, Sonny fired back. Sonny wrote the following. Finding out more and more how fake some people have been to my face for a 20-year period. Whom I thought were friends, almost family. That's okay. Just wait till you see how I am to your face the next time I see you. Not going to be pretty. Hashtag talk behind my back. Hashtag phony to my face. Hashtag no balls to be real. Hashtag pussies. Hashtag you'll get what's coming to you. She also posted these comments. The last thing I am is fake or phony to anyone. Everyone that knows me knows that I'm brutally honest. And tell it like it is. If I don't like you, I don't have a relationship with you. Period.
Exclamation point.
I don't act like your friend because I'm not.
So like I was
I'm dancing. Yeah. Dude, that wasn't nice.
Oh. That's right, children. I was telling you earlier about Stardust. As seen on SmackDown, WWE has started a new 3-man faction called Cosmic Wasteland.
Cosmic Wasteland.
Which consists of Stardust and the Ascension.
Poof! Stardust? Ha ha!
I don't know. He is so much better as Stardust than Cody Rhodes.
Oh my god, I love him as Stardust. I love him as Stardust.
Do you think the Rhodes family can only get over as over the top characters?
They are over the top characters.
Do you think Stardust will ever be a world heavyweight champion?
Mm.
Goldust never was, right?
No. Intercontinental.
And Tag?
Yeah,
they were
tagged. He's this generation's Goldust, so I don't know, man. And I like him so much better than Goldust. It's, you know.
Well, when they started, he's doing a complete character, whereas they were doing like a gay gimmick with Goldust in the beginning, or
well,
a bisexual one.
Yeah, they were. They were toting the line there, absolutely. But I don't know.
This would be the quote-unquote PG version of Goldust, I believe.
No. There's a little... this is the same Goldust, edgy-wise, minus all the sexual innuendos.
I still would like to see them at WrestleMania.
Okay.
Brother versus brother.
You have it right. They've already had brother versus brother, though. They did the whole breakup. And, I mean... Goldust is, you know, now that, what's he doing now?
I don't know, but I mean, when he was back, he was doing quite well. I mean, for an older guy,
no,
he was moving around quite fine.
Okay,
that's all I really got for this one.
Is it all you got?
Yeah, I'm on two now.
Yeah. Oh, wrong control over there.
Do you like Lana?
I do like Lana.
I'd like to put it in her butt. But it's official, WWE Diva Lana suffered an unfortunate injury this past weekend.
Oh, no. Does she need to be nursed back to health?
Maybe. The E! Confirmed it themselves. WWE.com wrote the following about Lana suffering an injury this past weekend. Oh, and here we go. WWE Diva Lana suffered a wrist injury while working out in the ring before a WWE live event in Fairfax, Virginia.
I hate it when that happens.
During a training session Sunday afternoon, Lana sustained an injury in the ring. We attended to her and noticed that she had a deformity of her wrist, said the questionable Dr. Scott Amon, if you believe what CM Punk said. Dr. Amon continued, "We obtained x-rays which showed a Coles fracture and we put her in a splint."
Oh!
He was also quoted as saying, "It is not a staph infection."
Yeah.
I made that up. But she's probably going to be out for about 4 months.
Oh, it sucks.
Yeah. She was hot.
Yeah.
Summer Rae's not really.
Not so much. Oh, yeah.
Boomer Sooner.
Well, for those of you that do not know, good old JR has him a little blog over at JR's BarBQ. That's JRSBARBQ.com. And I'm going to give you a couple highlights from that blog, because he touched on some interesting things, like Jimmy Snuka and Hulk Hogan's incidents, and The Undertaker and Sting's retirement rumors. But back to the first, on comparing the Jimmy Snuka-Hulk Hogan incidents, JR wrote, "Amazing that some people want me to compare Hulk Hogan's untimely remarks to the third-degree murder charges filed against Jimmy Snuka. How do I do that? What sense does that question even make? What am I missing? How can they possibly be in the same ballpark? Can they be in the same ballpark?
Could they be?
No, of course not. You can't compare someone making some hurtful remarks, some racist remarks, and someone that killed his girlfriend. But when talking about The Undertaker and Sting's retirement rumors, JR said, "From what I can determine, WrestleMania Texas will not be The Undertaker's final match, but the jury is still out on whether it will be Sting's last one. No, I don't see them having a match versus each other either." Jesus, really?
Right.
Plus, I don't see how WWE gets all the way to April for the Taker versus Lesnar rubber match, if that's in the cards. Man. Okay, so now, wait a minute. Sting is about to win the WWE title, according to you.
Right.
That's the rumor.
The rumor, if you will.
So, he wins the title. Now they're talking possibly WrestleMania will be Sting's last match.
Well, his contract runs up the day after WrestleMania, the Monday. That's the last day.
So we're going to strap Sting.
For about a month.
A month. So it's going to be, okay. So to go back to this then. We're going to strap Sting because it's the only title that he's never held.
It's a respect thing.
So to complete the legacy of Sting, he's going to be handed the WWE title so he can go, I was WWE heavyweight champion.
Don't you think it's better than...
And then
three
weeks later go, thank you very much. I've had fun. Here's my belt. I got one more match. I'll see you in a couple months. What am I doing? Is it Taker? What is it? I mean, come on.
And what... Can't.
How is if that you worth that Jack anything?
Hey, can I get a word in edgewise here, or are you going to keep cutting me off?
Here's a tampon.
Oh, from your
call
stash.
Call it discussion.
From your fucking stash? Yeah, discussion requires two, otherwise it's just a monologue.
You're just doing nothing but bitching about not being able to talk.
Because now I forgot my point.
Oh.
That's. Let me see your lighter, bitch. And I can.
Oh, my God. I think it's stupid.
You know what?
Way to protect the business.
Whatever. When can't you give a guy a... when can't you say, hey, you earned it, buddy. You through your career, minus what you did in TNA, you've earned it.
I think it's stupid.
In NWA...
Hey, I mean, well, fuck it. I mean, just... Why even have the match then? Let's say, here's what's going to happen. Seth Rollins is going to walk into the ring and say... Here's my title. I relinquish the title. And then Triple H is going to go, you've relinquished the title. Sting, you are now the WWE champion. Why have the match?
All I'm trying to say is maybe Vince McMahon knows that he's made some mistakes in the past and he's trying not to do it again.
I think it's bullshit. I don't think that Sting should just be walking in here. Okay, so... Triple H is going to beat him. Triple H is going to get his ego trick off. Ego trip off. We're gonna fucking sit on that for a while. Now Sting's going to come in. He's going to be champion for a month, two maybe. He's not going to win it clean. Here's the best part. He's not going to win it clean.
What if Jon Stewart shows up?
He's not going to win it clean. He's not. And he's getting a guy that's already wrestled once in the night.
That's why I think this stipulation, I think that's why they're going to explain it that this is Rollins' second. No. Which one's going first, obviously?
The United States title's going first.
Okay.
And then the main event. I think, I don't know, when does the United States title usually go on? I think it'd be hilarious if you guys really think that Rollins is the man, then I would make the United States Championship semi-main, and then right after that, especially if you're going to go with the bullshit story of he wrestled twice, that's why he lost the title, saying that he does lose the title.
Saying
that he does lose the title to Sting. If that's the bullshit story you're going to go with, where he wrestled twice, that's why he lost, then make it back-to-back. Make it back-to-back so he has to wrestle damn near over an hour.
So he loses two matches in a row?
No, he'll win the first one most likely. He'll beat John Cena.
No, because rumor has it that WWE wants to put out the U.S. title championship shirt because they have tons in inventory. So that may be a spoiler. Plus, I kind of do miss...
Come on!
I kind of do miss the U.S. Open Challenge, U.S. Champion.
The United States, the Open Challenge? Yeah, the U.S. Open. The John Cena U.S. Open Challenge.
That took out poor Sami Zayn. Poor guy.
The guy can't win for losing.
Right? You're over his fucking NXT. You even got over in your own, you know, you're over his fucking your own hometown.
Now, like,
and then you hurt your shoulder on the entrance. That's a Johnny Draven thing to do.
Oh, my God, is that a Johnny Draven thing to do?
I'm glad me and Sami Zayn can now talk amongst our coffee. I like his entrance music.
Do you?
Yeah. I like the guy, too.
Ole, 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 ole,
ole,
ole, ole,
ole,
ole, ole, ole, ole.
They're similar, very similar. It's interesting.
Right?
All right, Sami Zayn, he out. And so how's that cigarette right there you're having? What's your next story?
It's my turn?
Yeah. We were just bullshitting there for a minute.
Oh. Here you go. That's mm-hmm. who I need.
Mm-hmm.
It was announced on this week's Raw that on next week's Raw, which would be this coming Monday...
Yeah.
The primetime players will challenge the New Day. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This happened already. Never mind. I'm wrong. Let me start this again, and I'll do it the right way.
All right.
It was announced this week.
You think you know me, Monday? You think you know me?
Speaking of Monday, I'll start with these guys then. Edge and Christian posted the following goofy photo on Twitter to promote their interview on the Stone Cold podcast. It is quite funny.
That's awesome. I'm glad we're...
He's got something to say. Christian tweeted that, as you can see, we are only going to answer serious questions right after Raw, hashtag, on hashtag Stone Cold Podcast at WWE Network. And they are making two goofy faces, as only Edge and Christian would. It was also announced on Raw this past Monday that the primetime players will challenge the New Day.
New Day?
And the winner of that match will defend the WWE Tag Team titles against the Dudley Boys at the WWE Night of Champions PPV.
Hey. Hey. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I picked a short but sweet one.
I thought they had a cooler song together.
Right?
Yeah. Whatever. All right. Give you a little, since it is Thursday, little Raw review, quick Raw review. Cut all the BS out. We did this on Anarchy Pro Radio for a while. This is Raw in less than a minute. Paige versus Sasha Banks with your winner, Sasha Banks. The Ascension versus Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose with your winners, Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose. After the match, the Wyatt family came out. Ryback versus Seth Rollins with your winner, the big guy, Ryback. Randy Orton versus Sheamus with your big winner, Randy Orton. Dudley Boys came back and took on, actually, they didn't take on nothing. They beat the living piss out of the Los Matadores. That's right, your winners, the Dudley Boys. Cesaro versus The Miz. Winner via countout, Cesaro. Diva Revolution promo that no one cared about. And then, in your main event for Monday Night Raw, John Cena and the primetime players took on Seth Rollins and The New Day with your winners.
New Day?
With your winners, John Cena and the Prime Time Players. And of course, after the match, we heard and seen a little more from our good pal, Sting. So
You can pick whichever one you want on there. I've never actually listened to this song.
That is like a remix for or something, I don't know. This is some kind of raw remix of all of them or something, I don't know. So, anyways, go ahead. Sorry.
Speaking of Night of Champions, we have more rumored title matches, including WWE Intercontinental Champion Ryback versus this man, Mr. Fight Owens Fight himself, Kevin Steet Owens. Also,
awesome.
As you just said, the tag team belts are going to be going against Dudley Boyz. And here's another rumor about the Wyatt family versus Ambrose and Reigns. Randy Orton is expected to be the mystery partner. So we have Eric Rowan, we have Baron Corbin, and now we have Randy Orton. What do you think the chance is of Randy Orton?
Out of nowhere?
He has been attacked by...
Out of nowhere.
The Wyatt family.
Yeah.
An RKO out of nowhere
for
would
sure.
Be
sweet. I know if that's the case. Okay, sure. Randy Orton.
I think Baron Corbin out of all of them would be the sweetest one, though. Like,
yeah.
That'd be if I saw Baron Corbin, I definitely would be like, hey, I'm okay with this. You actually did decent. Since we only have a few minutes left, I'd like to debut a new segment I just came up with.
What is that?
Ask the Champ.
Okay, yeah, we have what? Way to go.
My fantasy football, I'm sorry.
It is your fantasy football. We're in the middle of doing a podcast about pro wrestling and your fantasy football thing is going on. Well, hey, before you get into that, Global Force Wrestling is getting a little bad press this week.
I see. I saw that.
Yeah, it's. I guess they had to cancel a live event in Texas. And... unfortunately, a blogger had purchased tickets to the GFW event, and I guess he's having some problems getting the refund.
Really?
Yeah, well, Global Force put out the announcement on their website 3 days ago, quietly revealing the fact that the shows in Texas were being postponed. Global Force Wrestling, the San Antonio Missions, and Round Rock Express have decided to postpone the GFW Grand Slam Tour event scheduled for later this month in Texas. Due to multiple conflicts and scheduling plus announcements that will be revealed over the next few weeks, GFW and the Texas clubs felt it was best to reschedule the events for the 2016 Slam Tour, Grand Slam Tour.
Oh, I thought it was like Onyx Slam.
Ticket refunds can be obtained through the Missions and Express box offices. Global Force Wrestling has made a promise to our fans to present the highest quality wrestling action at all of our Grand Slam events. GFW founder and CEO Jeff Jarrett said, as a new brand in the entertainment marketplace, it is imperative not only to deliver but to exceed customer expectations. We are committed to our friends and fans in Texas, and we look forward to scheduling San Antonio and Round Rock on next year's Grand Slam Tour. So, it's a blogger by the name of Skill Crane, SKILLCRANE, went and on a irate little tyrant. And I'm going to read none of it. If you want to find it, you go look it up. But he just pretty much bitches about the fact that how the show was canceled. And...
Nice, huh?
Talks about how the show was canceled and how he's having a hard time getting his money back. So who really cares?
How does that make you feel, Champ?
I don't care. I don't work for them. We have about 5 minutes left in the program now. Since you wanted to stop talking news,
well, I mean,
you got 5 minutes. Let's ask the champ. Come on, let's ask the champ.
Where are you, champ? At champ?
Anarchy Pro Wrestling.
Very good. Very good. How does it feel to be the first ever two-time champion, world heavyweight.
It feels
champion.
Like it shouldn't even be, because I never should have lost in the first place. But breaking and setting records is what I do.
Nice. Didn't you out of disgust say, take it? You want it?
Yeah.
Take it.
Politically, yes. Politically, yes.
What happened there, champ? Has it been enough time where we can talk about that?
No. I mean, there's been plenty of time, but there's no reason to talk about that. That's not even called for.
Well, we're just debuting a new segment here.
That was nonsense. I'm not even worried about that, because those people are no longer in charge, if you will.
This month.
No, it's been the same people it's been nice taking shots. It's been the same people for a couple months now.
So
actually,
now,
almost over a year now, it's been the same people running the show.
Nice. So now that you're champ,
uh-huh.
Can we still see you at Blitz Pro Wrestling?
I'm assuming so. There's been a change of the guard over there, so who knows?
Will you be at the show on your birthday?
Not a change of the guard, a change of the booking staff. So who knows if I still have a job. What?
Will you be there on your birthday?
No.
Saturday,
I'm not
September
booked.
19th?
It's official. I'm not booked on the 19th.
You did get the official word?
No, I didn't get the official word. That's why I'm saying it's official, that I'm not booked on the 19th. I just don't think I'll be back at Blitz, period.
Because you're the champ of anarchy?
No, because they got new bookers.
Oh.
So I don't think I'll be back over there.
Didn't
I have a feeling.
Didn't Blitz watch you win the championship?
Huh?
Didn't Blitz watch you win the championship?
Tony did, yeah. No, Tony didn't. He left after me and Beast match or whatever. From what I understand, after the Icons re-debuted, he hates the Icons. He hates the whole Pinky gimmick.
Why?
I don't know.
It's such a new and fresh gimmick that we've been using.
Yeah.
It hasn't truly been used since the late 90s.
It's a new and fresh gimmick that we've been using for, you know, a while.
Right. About 5 years now.
That's all. 5 years. Is it 5 years?
Yeah.
I don't know.
More so.
Okay.
More so because we were 5 years ago I was hurt at Anarchy Rising. We're over 5 years.
What? You wrestled a match in Anarchy. Was that Anarchy Rising that?
Was it?
Where you did the dropkick from
hell?
No, it was
90 seconds.
Hey, we got the ladies telling us we got 90. I know they heard it. Ladies telling us we got 90 seconds left.
They don't hear that, right? We only
they heard that.
Oh, they hear it?
No, they hear it for sure.
She's a bitch,
isn't she? The way it's all set up.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's nice.
But see, I have it set up real cool over at the at Stark Studio where you don't hear it. But, you know, I don't give a shit.
It's like behind the scenes. It lets them feel like they're here.
We're on the verge of getting rid of Blog Talk Radio. Anyway.
Again?
No, for 60 sure.
60 seconds.
For sure.
Goodbye, Blog Talk.
Yeah. What a way to end the show. All right, so I guess talk whatever questions with the champs over. Anything you want to say before we do get out of here?
As always, don't die to meet me. Live to love me. And I'm just happy to say that I'm still best friends with Max Holiday.
That's funny. All right, guys. We won't be doing this next week because Draven will be on the Hot Pod.
Correct.
Yep. So you'll be here Monday.
Right.
All right, then. All right, guys. Till next week, I'm Max Holiday. That's Johnny Draven. We are done with Thursday Night Thunder, a podcast about pro wrestling news, rumors, and our opinions.
Basically.
Mm. All right. Peace out, bitches.
Max Holiday here. Do me a quick favor if you haven't already. Go over to Facebook and like us at facebook.com/TheHotPod and follow us on Twitter and Instagram @TheHotPod. It's that easy.